Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question we're getting is, how long is Donald Trump, President Trump, going to be in quarantine? Is he going to be there at the live debate that's going to be coming up on the 15th? We do have a debate on the 7th between the vice presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Kamala Harris. And then President Trump is supposed to do a town hall-style debate with Joe Biden on the 15th, and then on the 22nd is going to be another one of the podium type of debates. And I know what I'm about to say is not going to be very popular, but I think we need to do the debates Zoom style. And I know people are going to be like, what? So here's the scoop, okay? According to the CDC, President Trump, as long as he's feeling better, and he's fever-free, and his symptoms are down, he could end his isolation within 10 days from the day he started feeling ill and being COVID positive. Sometimes you're COVID positive a few days before you feel ill. 10 days. 10 days, he could go back to work, he could go and, so which will be fine. Which means he will be a bit, he will be technically, within the CDC guidelines, able to show up to the debate, to the town hall. For me, I've been a little skeptical about that sort of time frame. Because even if we don't think you're that infectious, like, you know, with flu, people will have the flu, they'll be back to work, you know, after their fever is gone. They'll go back to work, and they'll be fine in a couple days. Do we really know if they're contagious or not? We assume they're not contagious, but do we know 100%? Since we don't know 100% if anybody would be contagious at that point, I'm still a little iffy. Now, if President Trump wears a mask, if they social distance, yeah, that helps. But here's my issue, okay? I don't want anything happening to Vice President Mike Pence. Remember, people were asking Nancy Pelosi, you know, how she's going to decorate the White House. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is a heartbeat away from the White House, and I'm not a Nancy Pelosi fan. I also don't want Joe Biden getting COVID. Joe Biden is 77 years old. Nobody's told us how President Trump got COVID. So if we have one of our presidential candidates after a debate, even though it has been debated that he might have been COVID positive at the debate already, do the Democrats really want to put Joe Biden at risk? He's 77 years old. He's handsome, but he's not very, he doesn't seem to have that stamina that you see other younger candidates have. So if I was putting on my doctor cap, and I am a physician, so I can, my doctor cap is like, hell no, none of you do anything live. I want to see a debate. Nothing like the Chris Wallace fiasco. I do not want to see a moderator debate, you know, and the moderator is supposed to moderate. So that was a cluster. But I know Zoom isn't that exciting, but I think a question could be asked. They could be in their own private quarters and protected. But I do not believe with everything we're seeing going on with COVID and the close call we just had with President Trump, I don't think Joe Biden should be anywhere in front of other people and around others getting exposed, whether Trump's in the room or not. I mean, you could go to a grocery store, you know, and you can get it. I think everybody says Joe Biden's been in the basement. You might want to keep him there a little while longer because, again, COVID's real, people. I don't want to scare people. I don't think we have to shut down the economy. But I think anybody who's at high risk, and a 77-year-old male, you know, is at high risk for COVID, I don't think I would put them in a town hall setting. Vice President Pence, Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, I don't know if we really need them to be on a stage. If the debate's going to be a cluster, or if the debate's going to be, you know, okay, well, answer this question, I think they could do it from Zoom. And I know it's not that exciting. I know that's not the most popular thing. But, you know, I don't even think the Democrats want Nancy Pelosi to be president. So I think we all could kind of agree on that. So, we need to get through this election, which I don't think we're ready for. I mean, if the Constitution allowed it and we had the power, I would say postpone the debates, postpone the election. And I know that's not a popular thing, but it's just this isn't, you know, this isn't the proper time for this to go on. But I know people want to get Trump out of office, so they're not going to go for that. And I know Trump wants to be done with this threat that he might not be reelected, so everybody wants to kind of move on. I get that. But personally, we're not ready. We are not ready for this election. The debates, we're not ready. If, you know, the president is still currently in the hospital for COVID, and he's supposed to be on a debate stage in 8 days when he should be recuperating, he should be resting, right? He should be recovering. And honestly, I don't think the debates are really doing much in terms of convincing independents or those on the fence. You know, it could be political. It could be, shall we say, advantageous, where if President Trump, let's say, is looking, let's say, a little bit more, you know, feeble, recovering from COVID, which I don't think he would. I think they'd do the makeup and all that. And again, he's looking still pretty good on the video. But, you know, I wonder if maybe that is an advantage where, you know, make yourself kind of look a little weak so everybody's kind of jumping and picking on you. I mean, look at what happened. Joe Biden's team decided to take down the attack ads when President Trump was in the hospital. Very menschy, very cool. In Yiddish, we call it being a mensch. Very upright, very cool. All right? Cool thing. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. I think, you know, when your opponent's down, people are going to want to just, you know, end it. Personally, I'd say no. No more in-person debates. Do it Zoom. We're not ready. And I think President Trump should take things easy, recuperate, and still try to be away from others. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, Paul wants to know if President Trump was infected with COVID at the debate. Yeah, there's been some rumors that somebody stuck COVID on the mics. I don't believe so. You know, there's been rumors that Donald Trump got COVID because he was around Hope Hicks, or maybe she kissed him. Those are all rumors, and those are all. We've seen a resurgence of COVID. COVID's been around. Still, never went away, but we've seen a more infectious form of it, more on the East Coast rather than the West Coast. Hasn't been as deadly, but we have seen a more infectious sort of COVID. with now multiple people within, you know, the White House circle testing positive. It could also be because they're testing every single day. Everybody's getting rapid tests every single day. So if there's a company where nobody's testing, and you're not going to know. You know, the more you test, the more you're going to see positive cases. And the White House, all this time, had said, yeah, nobody's positive. No, maybe nobody was positive. But I don't believe President Trump was purposefully infected, you know. He did have some humble pie, which was, I think, pretty admirable. You know, he did President Trump did a video yesterday. I believe it was yesterday morning, saying, look, I get it. You know, I have COVID, you know, with COVID, I'm basically in school right now. This isn't just book school. I'm in real school for COVID. And he said, I get it. And you know, nobody's really talking about that, where, you know, his criticism of our, you know, our approach and concern, you know, was almost, you know, reversed, and where he said, guys, you know, I get it. Now, that doesn't mean he's condoning hysteria and, you know, condoning everybody trying to make the markets fall and, you know, cause millions and millions of people to lose their jobs. But he did say, look, you know, I get it. It's a serious, the COVID is real. He never said it wasn't real. He just didn't want there to be hysteria, which I think a lot of us agree. Many doctors agree. We don't want people hysterical and in fear because then they do stupid stuff. They buy up all the toilet paper or they buy up all the water. When swine flu came out, everybody was trying to get Tamiflu. And then there was a shortage of Tamiflu. I mean, you know, people get very selfish and we need everybody to calm down and not starting to loot and, you know, sell off all their stocks and all that. So, you know, Trump, you know, ate some humble pie the other day, and I thought that was really admirable of him, you know. I don't think somebody purposefully infected him. I think it's been around, and, you know, maybe there were a lot of people helping him with his debate prep. I mean, Chris Christie helped President Trump with his debate prep. Maybe Chris Christie gave it to him, or vice versa. So it's really kind of hard to chase this down. But right now, since Hope Hicks was the first person in that whole circle to be, you know, said that, to have, I guess, tested positive, we don't really know about her symptoms. I think a lot of people are just kind of blaming her. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have another hurricane or tropical storm forming. It's called Tropical Storm Delta, and this might be making a beeline for Louisiana, so that the governor is already preparing people. Yes, we're still in hurricane season. Hurricane season won't really end until November, but here we are, already through all the names of the hurricanes, now a Tropical Storm Delta. So early this morning, Tropical Storm Delta formed, and it formed in the Caribbean. They expect it to strengthen into a hurricane before reaching the northern Gulf Coast on Friday. So it's going to move over the next 5 days. And they believe it is going to hit the United States. Maybe Texas, but it looks like it might make a little bit of a 90-degree shift to go into Louisiana. So Delta continues 2020's record Atlantic storm season. We exhausted all the traditional list of alphabetized names. It is the earliest arrival of a 25th named storm, like several of the recent storms headed for Louisiana. So Governor John Bel Edwards says all of Louisiana needs to be prepared for Tropical Storm Delta. He urged residents to keep an eye on the news and listen for advisories from local officials. So they believe by late tomorrow, early Wednesday, as it passes from the Caribbean into the Gulf of Mexico, it's going to pick up steam. The Hurricane Center expects Delta winds to top 105 miles per hour 3 days from now, but then cool offshore waters near southwestern Louisiana and Mississippi could weaken the storm. Because we're in October, some of the water is starting to cool down. Cooler water is not very conducive to, obviously, hurricanes. So, National Weather Service in New Orleans said now's the time to put your hurricane plans into action. So, there is large uncertainty over the track and intensity,
but there is going to be a risk of dangerous storm surge wind and hazardous rainfalls. So right now they think that Delta, tropical storm Delta, is going to stay on a northwestern track for several days, and then it'll curve north and northeast as it gets closer to land. Exact timing, unsure. Right now it's 130 miles south of Negril, Jamaica, heading west-northwest at 9 miles an hour. So Cayman Islands and Cuba are going to get some strong winds and heavy rains. Probably not see hurricane strength. Right now, the sustained winds are about 40 miles per hour. So apparently the last time meteorologists had to resort to naming Atlantic storms with Greek alphabet was back in 2005. Officials had to use a total of 6 Greek letters, and they stopped at Zeta. So Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta... I don't know my Greek letters, but Zeta was the 6th. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier this year, we talked about what could happen to kids if they get COVID. I believe 20 of them died from this multi-system inflammatory, they call it a mysterious inflammatory syndrome. But it's a multi-system effect that happens with COVID, and we lost 20 children thus far. I believe there's only been about 100 children that have died from COVID that we know of. I need to get the exact numbers. I don't think those have been updated. But this is something we only saw in children. Now we're being told that since June 2020, 27 adults have been diagnosed with this kind of mysterious illness as well. And what ended up happening is many of them got arrhythmias or dysfunction of the heart. 10 patients had to be admitted to the ICU, 3 needed intubation, and then 2 died of the condition of those 10 patients admitted to the ICU. And this multi-system inflammatory syndrome is not just unique to kids, it's also in adults. So the CDC has revealed that at least 27 people over the age of 18 in the U.S. and the U.K. had the condition. It can lead to hospitalization, intubation, even death. They might get a weird rash, look like the inflammatory syndrome Kawasaki's, and Kawasaki's affects the heart. Originally, they thought it was linked to Kawasaki disease because it causes inflammation of the walls of the blood vessels, affects children under 5. Cases had been reported in Britain, Italy, and Spain that older people have been getting it, adults. More than 1,000 cases have been confirmed all across the country, but 20 children didn't make it. The majority of the children and adolescents develop MISC, which they call it. For adults, it's MISA. And they would get it 2 and 4 weeks after being infected with coronavirus. Now, this is why some of you guys are grumpy when I had said, I don't think Trump needs to rush it. Because we are seeing very weird health effects and health issues that happen weeks after. These kids got this multi-system inflammatory syndrome 2 to 4 weeks after being infected with COVID. So leaving the hospital 5 days doesn't mean you're out of the woods. Now, not every child that tested positive for coronavirus got it. I mean, it is rare. Just like dying from coronavirus, still rare. But because it could happen, we need to take it seriously. Right now, U.S. cases have topped 7.4 million. U.S. deaths being linked to coronavirus over about 210,000. So with these sorts of conditions that seem to cause multi-organ involvement and issues with whether it's the kidneys or the liver or the nervous system or the heart, what that signifies is that this virus can tick off the immune system just enough to make your immune system affect the body parts, or the virus likes to affect the other body parts themselves. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now with orders to stay. stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced on Monday she's tested positive for COVID-19, the latest in a string of staffers to contract the disease. McEnany saying on Twitter she has no symptoms and that her positive test result came Monday morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Some Republicans are taking issue with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying President Trump should have taken more precautions regarding COVID-19. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Pelosi's comments were out of line.
He is sitting here trying to work with this speaker to get a COVID relief package together, and these are the comments that she makes. This is uncalled for. Other nations are watching America. This is the one time that we could unite together.
State and county officials in New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's fundraiser on Thursday, asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. If they were in close contact with the president or his staff, they're being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials also recommending they wait 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us have been married for multiple years, and how we met our betroths was we went to a party, or we all, I don't know, hang out at the bar, or somebody set you up, or the variety of ways, who knows, maybe the penny saver. And we don't really get this whole swipe right, swipe left thing. Well, the younger people, the millennials and the zoomers, that's how they meet people. So a lot of these dating apps, it's really smart. I told you guys, the millennials and the Zs, they're pretty practical. All right?
you don't have time. Life is too short for you to meet somebody, let them hide their crazy for months, and then all of a sudden you propose or something happens, and then all of a sudden all the crazy comes out. So people want to know if they're compatible right out the gate. And these dating apps allow that. You know? You could put your sexual preferences in. You could put your food preferences in. You could put your religious preferences in. You get it all out of the way. Now, I happen to think falling in love is a little bit deeper than that. You know, I mean, yeah, it helps to be politically on the same page with your partner. But, you know, I mean, does that really, really matter? I think you could fall in love with somebody who's of a different political ideology. I mean, it all depends on how important politics are to you. You know, same thing with sports. You know, same thing with, you know, activity. Same thing with, you know, do you, you know, want to do sports? Do you want to be, you know, do you want to fish? Do you want to hike? Do you want to, you know, just because somebody's more into hiking, but somebody else is more into, you know, racquetball, doesn't mean they're not going to be compatible. So I just think there's just a little spark, and I think God's involved, and I really believe that, you know, we can't, you know, academicize the push for two people to get together. I don't think it's an algorithm. However, that's what's out there. And I get it, because it doesn't really make sense for you to fall for somebody who all of a sudden you find out is, you know, I don't know, completely, I don't know, like a Packers fan, okay? And you're like, wait a second, so you're never going to like the, you're never going to watch a Cowboy game with me? We're done. So, incompatible. Well, and I don't really want to give this company a commercial, but it's cute. So I'm giving them some time and giving them some attention. So there's a company out there called Tushy. I spell Tushy with two E's, but I guess most people spell Tushy, T-U-S-H-Y. There's a company out there called Tushy. And this Tushy makes bidets. But they made news over the weekend because they have a dating app called Cheek to Cheek. And what this company has done is made a dating app that will connect people based on their poop habits. Okay? What they look like, how often, your gas, your... I think you can even upload pictures of them. It's really kind of weird. So your gut and your intestines, all right, seem to now be the focus of whether somebody wants to swipe right or swipe left. Hopefully they're swiping their tissue with some toilet paper throughout all this and swiping the screen on the phone if they're taking the phone into the toilet. And when I saw that, I'm like, what? You know, but I get it. All right, there's dating apps and there's dating websites that connect Trekkies together, or Game of Thrones fans together, or people who like to eat meat, or vegans, or people into, what is that, farmers? There's like a farmer's one, and then there's cowboys, and I like the cowboy one. I like all over the cowboys. But yeah, and so there's already, if you have herpes, there's sites. I mean, I told you guys that this should be made. This was years ago before somebody made it. If somebody has herpes, they might have trouble finding somebody that doesn't care, but somebody else that has herpes doesn't care. So have a site where people with herpes could hook up and, you know, yeah. So the poop thing I don't think was necessary. But then when I thought about it and I read what the owner, you know, had in mind, it is kind of significant. Because, so, you know, I've dated a bunch of different guys, and I could probably write a book on when the right time to toot in front of each other is. And guys will always do it first. And guys will kind of rush to do it. All right? You have some that are patient, you know, and they're like, you know what? I'm good. She's not going to leave if I toot. We're good. I don't have to show that side of me. There's others that are like, okay, she's going to leave. I need to get this done. I need to know if she's going to leave. And then they do it. Yeah. And so women are different, okay? Women are like, we're not allowed to do these things. And if we are allowed to do it, we need to make sure we got a ring on it, because otherwise they're going to leave. So women will basically hold in their farts or not keep the door open when they potty for probably a good year into the relationship. Dudes, a week. But women, longer. And so, again, waiting a year to hold in gas, to not, you know, express yourself and to be all, you know, embarrassed, that could start messing with your gut health. And this is where I think a doctor does need to kind of say, wait a second, you guys got something here. Because, you know, I told people this. You know, one of the reasons why we do have a lot of constipation and we do have irritable bowel syndrome and we have a lot of these issues is because people hold it in. Now, I'm glad. I really don't want to work in an office with somebody who, you know, is tooting all the time. It's not fun. But now that we have masks and now that we have social distancing, it doesn't really matter. Now, you know, you can run out to your car and pretend you left your cell phone in the car. You can run to the bathroom. The problem is the bathroom. There's always people, especially in the women's bathroom. Women always hang out in the bathroom. And they're talking and they're putting makeup on. So you really don't feel comfortable doing that in the women's bathroom. So the average person holds it and holds it. Dudes, I don't think so. Dudes, I think they're like, well, whatever. And they'll do whatever. But you have some that are kind of embarrassed that won't, you know, in front of other people. So putting that out there and kind of just, you know, saying, look, we're going to just go past this. It's kind of smart. Now, one of you had written that you do like doctors and you would date a doctor. I'd made a comment about how nobody would want to. Why did I bring up nobody would want to date a doctor? I forgot why. I forgot what I had said. See my memory. But one of you had brought up that if you are dating a doctor, then you don't have to worry about some of the bodily habits, right? Like the tooting or the whatever, the burping or whatever. That is true. That is true. My husband was just very comfortable with stuff around me because I'm a doctor. I don't care. Now it's like, oh, you know, whatever. I've seen it a million times, you know? So, you know, a lot of people are worried that they're going to marry somebody who, you know, the kid's going to have a bloody nose and she's like, oh, blood, oh, no. Or somebody's going to throw up and go, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Let me just tell you something. As a mom, even if throw up is disgusting, even if poop could be disgusting, even if urine smells are disgusting or whatever, moms already kind of get that sort of neutrality with it when they have a baby. I mean, when you got to take care of a baby, and there's, you know, and it could be gross. And, you know, I've got nausea. It's really hard when you're pregnant with a young one. Then I'm like, okay, I can't handle it. And I did have to kind of recruit my husband when I was pregnant because I'm like, I just can't take it. But for the most part, you're like, oh, it's okay, you know? And then you're really, really good with the kids. And this is the problem with kids is they start to become teenage boys. And then the smells are not tolerable, okay? When it's your little kind of kid, you got a little baby and they did a little tootie. You're like, oh, did you do a little tootie? Oh, my God, stink. You make a big joke and all that other stuff. You know, when they're teenage boys, you're like, come on. Open up the garage. I can't breathe. I think it's bad. Like, when you wash your underwear, you put some deodorant on. So, you know, when they get out of that baby stage, you know, and they start getting kind of stinky, it's, you know. You know, and then, you know, my sons are like, I'm mad, Mom. Smell. I'm like, no, I'm not going to smell, okay? Deodorant, please. Take a shower or something. So, anyway, I think it's cool. It's called Cheek to Cheek. I guess check it out. You know, finding a throne mate is nice. But I like that. You know, put some emphasis on your bowel habits and, you know, not freaking out about, you know, pooping and all that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, when we come back, I want to take more of your questions and comments. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some breaking news. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has ordered all schools in 9 New York City coronavirus hotspot zip codes to close and has threatened to shut down religious institutions if they don't agree to comply with social distancing rules. I hate when they go after the temples and the churches and the... I don't like that. I, you know, it's...
very, very frustrating when you get to see riots and, you know, protests and other people and memorials and all that, but you can't have people pray and less numbers together. I just don't get that. Anyway, the schools, both public and private, are going to be required to close from tomorrow onward in the Brooklyn and Queens neighborhoods. Apparently, COVID-19 positivity rates have been surging. Governor Cuomo cannot immediately confirm exactly how many schools would have to close, but they think it's about 100 public schools and 200 private schools located within the zip codes. The number of new COVID-19 cases have been rising in pockets of the city, predominantly in neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens. Those are homes to the city's large Orthodox Jewish population. Many religious schools in these neighborhoods resumed in-person classes in early September, and Cuomo also threatened to shut down the religious institutions in those neighborhoods following, quote, super spreader mass gatherings that he says has been going on for weeks. He said he was meeting directly with Orthodox leaders on Tuesday. He said if religious leaders do not agree to enforce social distancing rules, including mask wearing, he will shut them down. Now, he specifically referenced recent mass gatherings involving members of Orthodox Jewish communities that he said numbered in the thousands. We know mass gatherings are the super spreader events. We know there have been mass gatherings going on in these communities for weeks. These clusters have to be attacked. So, again, he's not allowing prayer over the Jewish holidays, but protests or riots are fine. I don't get it. Cuomo said he had spoken to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio earlier on Monday, said the state would be taking over enforcement in cities, hotspot zip codes. Not sure what that means. Makes all of us a little nervous, especially when religion is at play. And de Blasio said on Sunday that Cuomo asked Cuomo to close schools and non-essential businesses after test positivity rates rose to 3% in those areas for 7 days straight. However, Cuomo has allowed non-essential businesses in those hotspots to remain open for now. He said schools and religious institutions were the main priority because they have greater potential for mass spread. So the statewide infection rate is 1%. But Borough Park's at 8%, Bensonhurst, Mapleton, 6.47%, Gravesend, Homecrest, 7.5%, you know, Flatlands, Midwood, 5%. So anyway, yeah. So, I was kind of one of the very few in my neck of the woods that said I probably think it's a good idea for schools not to reopen, even though the American Academy of Pediatrics wants kids to be in school, and I want kids to be in school. I just knew that people were going to panic about the positivity rate and then shut them down again. And I don't think the kids could deal with the abruptness of now you see your friend, now you don't. Now you get to leave the house, now you don't. And I don't think people who work are able to, deal with the inconsistency or what's going to happen with childcare. And so one of the reasons why things might have been a little steady in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas and Nevada is because the students weren't allowed to go back to school. They had to stay virtual. So if there are spikes in cases, it won't affect the schools because most of them are virtual anyway. In New York, and again, I really believe it's a different strain, you know, back east, which is why we're seeing what happened with Trump and what happened with the Titans and, you know, Cam Newton. I think back east is dealing with something a little different than the West. So, you know, they're taking matters a little bit more seriously. And you know, I get the decision to let kids go back to school, try to learn to live with the virus. The problem is you have people that freak out. And until we feel okay with there being positive cases among us, just like somebody had the flu and then, you know, comes back to work a few days later, until we start to have that sort of acceptance of COVID, people are going to freak out and they're going to want to keep closing things down again. So, you know, it's frustrating. Again, I don't like the idea that crowds and mass crowds are able to, you know, and I'm a fan of protests. I think, you know, protesting is our constitutional right, not a fan of riots, but those can go on without quote unquote needing to be attacked. But religious, right? Religious gatherings over the high holidays and Sukkot and many of the Simchat Torah and, you know, many of the holidays that are going on right now, that's kind of a big heavy part of the year for Jews, those have to be attacked. I'm not okay with that at all.
1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So still the fallout is going on with, you know, President Trump and how he, you know, might not quarantine and how he, you know, wants to, you know, be out there and allow, you know, his fans to see him. One of you had said that that saved your weekend, knowing that he was okay. You know, it's interesting. I think the media doesn't want to accept that there's a lot of people out there that really, really care about the president. And when the majority of the media is liberal and they have hijacked the president COVID story, one thing about President Trump, and I'm not saying this to defend him, but I'm just objectively describing the president we have, is he doesn't want his narrative filtered. He doesn't want somebody saying he's on a ventilator. He also doesn't want somebody saying that he's faking it. And, you know, I'm kind of like that, too. I don't want somebody lying about me. I think a lot of us would be like that. And some people can take it. They're like, you know what? Fine. Say whatever the heck you want to about me. I don't care. I don't care what people are saying about me. I'm not like that. President Trump is also not. They do care about what people say about him. And there's a confidence issue. I know many people were checking their Twitter feed all night long Saturday night to get any sort of inclination that President Trump was doing okay. And even if he might not be the one doing those tweets, but President Trump felt that he needed to assure people that he was okay and he's still commander in chief. And part of the reason why that happened is because the liberals out there have been rejoicing with this, saying, good, he's not going to make it if Trump gets it. We're going to own the house or own the White House. Or people are out there saying, you know, we need to win this and we need to stack the court and we need to. So President Trump's base, for half of the country that does support Trump, is getting kind of nervous. So I see why he did what he did. People are very, very grateful. I get it. Now, we're being, the next debate is whether the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett should go on if senators test positive for COVID. Now, I don't see why Zoom votes can't happen, but not exactly sure how that works. But Senate hearings, if they can't take place, there's going to be a push that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't get, shall we say, appointed. Now, from what I understand, I don't believe you have to have Senate hearings. It's nice. I think it's a nice part of the process to allow all sides to, you know, grill them and, you know, find out what they're about. But from what I understand, it's not 100% necessary. School me if I'm wrong, and I need to double-check that. So would the Republicans still move forward, even if they couldn't have a bunch of people within the same room? My guess is, if the liberal side is saying they're going to stack the court, I don't think the Republicans have any other choice except to nominate. They might not get to nominate somebody for years. The 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.